Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. Let's not waste any time. Let's get right to our next guest,
Michael.
Mr. Mike Jones from the USA Today. Jonesy joins us via the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Mike, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good, brother.
So, good. Mike, I was checking out your Twitter, and everybody give him a follow, at by Mike Jones, and your latest article, who pops up but a picture of Taylor Heinicke, and the headline, which surging NFL teams have enough to make playoff pushes? Give us some of the answers, man.
Well, I mean, when you look at some of these teams that we thought were going to be in the playoffs, teams like San Francisco, Washington, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Denver, they all got off to slow starts. Some of these teams are surging. The Dolphins are a team. They've won like four straight, but not all of these teams that are surging, like Washington, San Francisco, and them, I think have a chance to make the playoffs, because the Dolphins had a really soft, like, middle of their schedule in November going undefeated, but it's about to get hard on them again. Minnesota, they just lost Dalvin Cook, and so they're going to struggle. Denver is about to hit a tough stretch of theirs. I do think that Washington has a decent chance of hovering around this spot right here. I know they've got to play Dallas twice. I know they've got to play Philadelphia. They got to play Dallas. They got to play Philly twice. Got to play the Giants. But I still think that they have a good chance there of maybe holding on to that spot. Again, this has been a wacky year. Been changing. The team that I think has the best chance to do something and maybe go far is San Francisco, because they're now finally healthy. So those were kind of the teams that I was looking at there, and the prospects of how this thing, it looks like it's going to shake out.
Yeah, Mike, I've been looking at this year too. Again, I've said the same thing. It's wacky. You look at football back in the day when you saw a favorite like a Tampa going against any team, they win. This year, we're watching teams that's supposed to destroy teams get destroyed. What has changed so much to where now this year this is happening like that?
Well, you know, parity is strong. It's probably at an all-time high right now. When you think about it, there's a lot of teams that either have veteran quarterbacks or they have young up-and-coming quarterbacks. There's, been turnover. There's been injuries, things like that. So everybody's kind of dinged up here. There's a lot of emphasis from – I was talking to a couple guys, talent evaluators, about this. They said there's a lot of emphasis in these practices about maintenance, not so much drilling hard practices as much as it is a lot of walkthroughs going on, a lot of half practices. And so maybe teams aren't quite as sharp as they would be. They're not drilled as hard as they would be because they're trying to preserve the bodies. That's kind of a big point of emphasis, and might be some suffering because of that. And just, it's just a weird year, and there's some of it you just can't really explain, because underdogs are winning a lot of their games, and they're covering and, winning straight up. And, I mean, it's tough if you're trying to make some money on this stuff here.
You know, I look at some of these teams. I look at the New England Patriots, and one thing that I've never heard about them is them backing off of practices.
Right.
And they seem to be, 1 year after losing a Tom Brady, and you come back, you draft a rookie quarterback, they seem to be the team playing as good as anybody out there, too.
Right.
And they
still
go hard.
You're exactly right. And that's that. I mean, you know Bill Belichick isn't going to slack off in any way. You know, maybe some other teams might modify things, not Belichick. And I think that those teams, when you look at the teams that are doing well, a lot of them have longtime coaches. A lot of them have established veterans, whether it's at quarterback or veteran leaders. And there's a standard that's been set, or they're kind of growing into this. You know, a lot of these teams that are struggling, maybe they have new coaches who are trying to figure stuff out. Maybe they have coaches who've been there a while and the message is going stale. Or maybe there's, you know, some dysfunction, some friction. But those teams that are doing well, it's because most of them, they got pretty hard-nosed coaches, and they're not doing the backing off.
It's interesting you bring that up. We're talking with Mike Jones from the USA Today here. You know, Washington just beat Seattle the other night, and it seems like the message has gone stale in Seattle. Yep. I'm curious what you see happening up there. I mean, that team for the better part of the last 10, 15 years has been a consistent playoff threat. I mean, they've been to three Super Bowls probably in the last 15 years. They've won one. It seems like Russ wants out. Carroll's going to have to go. What do you see happening up there for the Seahawks?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I talked to a number of guys about this, too, and one guy said it's clear Russell does not have any faith in what they're doing. He looks like he's playing to protect himself more than he is playing to carry the team, to make plays. Another guy said they're not built to do what they're trying to do and throw a lot. They've been built to run the football. They don't have a strong running back now, but there's just at this weird intersect right here, and it's like they can't quite totally make up what they want to be. And again, Russell, he's not taking off and running a whole lot, maybe some, but he's just not the gamer that we've seen. And a lot of that also is he doesn't have a lot of confidence in his offensive line. So they're just a mess right there. They're going to have to figure out, you know, I thought maybe when they got him to come back this year, I thought they were going to really load up. They did get some offensive line pieces. We know that they tried to get Odell Beckham Jr., but I don't think he would have even fixed things here. They're going to, you know, going to have to hit the reset button here. Russell's probably going to be somewhere else. They're hoping maybe they can get a haul for him that'll help them with this rebound, rebuild project. But it remains to be seen exactly how it'll play out.
It's weird looking at that and then looking, kind of juxtapose that with the success Aaron Rodgers is having. Because last offseason it was, oh, will Russ move, will Rodgers move? Neither of them moved. It's obviously gone well in Green Bay. I think you could make the argument that the Packers are the best team in the NFL right now. How well do you think the Packers can – is this the year Rodgers can get another ring? I don't know that there's any one great team out there. I think there's probably five or six really good teams. Who's your best team in the NFL right now, Jonesy?
Yeah, well, I touched on that, did something on that last week, and I see about five as well. I see the Bucs, I see New England, I see Green Bay. I see – I can't remember who the other two – Baltimore, Kansas
City. Cardinals maybe?
You know, I'm still not, you know, and people got mad at me. Like, one dude, like, hit me up, like, hey, Effer, you lost, you forgot somebody. You know, mad at me because I didn't put the Cardinals in there. I want to see just a little bit more how Kyler Murray comes back from these injuries. Colt McCoy's holding down the fort right now, but I can't believe in that, you know. So we will see if the Cardinals, what this last stretch of the season, they're good. I don't know if they're very good. So those five teams there, the Bucks, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Chiefs. I'm not even sold on Buffalo because Josh Allen is so up and down.
Yes.
But I do think that Green Bay has a chance. Problem is this. The Packers and the Bucks, if they have a shootout, who's got the better offensive weapons? Think about it. Tom Brady's everybody's getting healthy now. By late in the season, they should have AB back to go with Gronk, to go with Godwin, to go with Evans, to go with Leonard Fournette, who's running like a madman right now. It's going to be hard for Brady. I mean, I'm hard for Rodgers to win a shootout against Brady, even at home, like we saw last year. They lost.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they can catch them a little banged up, then maybe so. But their offense is better, but they're still, I don't know if they're quite, and their defense is definitely better than what it was. Imagine that. Joe Barry defense is getting the job done. He's got the pieces now, and he doesn't even have his top cornerback and top pass rusher yet, but they're going to be back. So maybe it's enough to take off the Bucks, but again, it's going to be tough. I think that those two teams are in the NFC Championship game, and I don't know. I don't know who's winning that one there.
If I had to put you there and say you got to give me an answer, who would you take right now winning the Super Bowl?
Aha.
To win the Super Bowl.
That's a tough question.
It's so hard. I had, came into the season saying that it was going to be the Chiefs and the Packers. And the Chiefs got a little shaky on me now, but I think that they're turning this thing around. I will say, I guess I'll go Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. Again, it's not real confident because that Bucks team is really, you know, offensively, they've got a lot to work with there. But I do think that, you know, if they can go toe-to-toe, this defense of the Packers is better, might be able to give them a little bit of fits, hopefully for their sake, if they can get a home game. Even though they lost at home last time, you know, they are better defensively. It's just a shootout's going to be hard to match all that firepower.
Well, Mike, if the season ended today, the Packers would host the Washington football team in the first round of the NFC playoffs, which would be wild. It would just be wild. Something I have to ask you about, and maybe people have already. You were here in the middle of all the chaos, all the turmoil, all the success, too. And let's point that part out, of Robert Griffin III's tenure in Washington. The electric rookie season and then everything that happened after that. I'm guessing by now you've seen the promo he has for his new book, Surviving Washington. And I'm just curious kind of what your reaction is to all of it.
I mean, come on, man. What are you doing is what I thought. I mean, are we going to forget that he would not let Dr. Andrews check him on the sideline and ran around, you know, and, you know, got himself back out on the field before Mike Shanahan and Dr. Andrews knew where he was? And how he told Mike Shanahan in that Philly game when Shanahan said, you don't look right. And he said, you roll with me or we're done. You ride with me or we're finished. And like, he wants to talk about medical mismanagement. I just hope and I don't think it'll be there, but I hope that he spills, you know, light on his own misdeeds. And then talking about exposing the sexual harassment stuff. Well, why are you waiting to, you know, all this time?
Have you not heard the update on that?
I heard something that his wife really said something that he's going to talk about his sexual. Is it sexual harassment towards him?
He tweeted that also, that he's the victim of sexual harassment.
Wait. In real life?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I was going to say, I hope that he, that Robert was not a saint here.
But he's saying that he was sexually harassed.
Oh, okay. I mean,
I think he should stop guessing while he's ahead, brother.
He really does need to cancel this book. Just be happy with that ESPN money you're making, doing a great job as an analyst. Like, just take your toes out of this water here. And look, people are killing him. Like, dude, this place is so dysfunctional, but you were trying to come back here just a month or so
exactly.
ago.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not a good look, you know, but it kind
Jonesy,
of is on
this
brand.
This is a tweet from RG3 yesterday. Sexual harassment victims should share their stories when they are ready, not when you want them to. The book is not about other people's experiences with sexual harassment in Washington. It's about my experience with sexual harassment in Washington. Hopefully you will listen. You don't want to be overly dismissive of that. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be, but you know what? There are some other things that Robert was doing himself. He's going to discuss those things because
That's no, what I'm saying,
sometime
B-Mitch,
when you,
you
start
know
talking,
stories.
Other stuff comes out.
Yeah, B-Mitch, I don't know. This isn't a good thing. I don't know that he really wants to. I mean, his ex-wife tweeted, hey, I know all the stuff. Like, you don't want to be, you know, he could be opening himself up for some real bad stuff. I don't know, man.
He's got a good gig with ESPN. He's a good analyst. I don't know that I see the upside to all of this. I really don't.
No.
Let's get off.
Kind of advance he got, but
yeah, I mean, I bet it was big money. Also, I mean, you're getting people to pre-order in December for a book next August. Maybe you're really trying to sell this thing. But Jones, let's go away from Robert Griffin III to the current Washington Football Team's quarterback, Taylor Heinicke. It's been a wild ride with him. He's incredibly likable. He's done some good things. He's had some rough games too. What do you make of him now through through 10 games, 11 games?
I mean, I see him growing. I see like his confidence improving. I think that we see some games where he makes some great throws, then he makes some and you're like, dude, what were you thinking? I think he's kind of cutting down on some of those "what were you thinking" throws. He's managed to stay on the field. Durability was a concern. But he's stayed durable. I just don't know. I don't know that he's the answer. Now, maybe he's good enough. See, the problem is the draft isn't really great next year for quarterbacks. Is he good enough to be a bridge? Yes. But if they have a chance to get a Russell Wilson versus sticking with Taylor Heinicke, I mean, you would go with Russell Wilson. I do think Taylor's doing great stuff, doing some very good stuff. I just don't know. I don't know what his ceiling is. I don't know how much higher his ceiling is than what it is right now.
For sure, it's interesting. Whew. Do you think Washington will be in? Well, whether or not they're in on it, because I think they would. Do you think Russell Wilson would come to Washington? Do you think like any of these really? Where I'm at with Heinicke is, Heinicke has put himself in a situation where don't bring Mitch Trubisky or Marcus Mariota in here. Heinicke is as good or better of those guys, and there's no point to reset with those dudes. Right. Now, if you can clearly get somebody, if you could get Russ Wilson, you could get Derek Carr, that's a different situation. But do you think any of that is realistic, of those guys, one, becoming available, and two, coming to Washington?
Well, I mean, it depends on – I think it depends on how they finish. Say that they can pull their way through this thing and they're in the playoffs and they can add some more stuff. I mean, Terry McLaurin is a really talented guy that I think a lot of quarterbacks would like to throw to. We'll see what Logan Thomas, now that he's healthy, what he can do. If they can finish this thing strong, then maybe you're more appealing. I don't know. It depends. But Russell Wilson is from Richmond. This is no report that Russell Wilson's coming here, but I'm saying like it is close to kind of that is maybe that's appealing.
It wasn't on his list, bro.
Supposedly, but like that list, like he wanted to go to Dallas, and that wasn't happening. That was kind of stupid.
He was thinking that
was before
come
Dak
back
got
right.
his deal, right? Yeah,
yeah. So we'll see though. But I'm just saying, like, I think he wants to go somewhere that is more like win ready. But maybe if this team, they're going to have a hard time convincing an Aaron Rodgers to come here. They might even have a hard time convincing like a Deshaun Watson to come here. But again, if they can finish strong, if they have some good pieces that they can continue to add to this thing, then maybe so. But we'll see.
Mike, anything we can help promote for you? I tweeted out. I want everybody to follow @ByMikeJones the story from this morning about which surging NFL teams. I agree with you with the Niners, the way they're running the ball and they're so physical up front. But floor is yours.
Yeah, no, I mean that was my latest thing. I'll be up in Pittsburgh for that Ravens Steelers game on Sunday, and
that should be
keep them following along.
Banger.
All right.
How many Jones kids sporting events do you have this weekend?
Well, we're kind of in that basketball preseason, baseball off season. So this week it's the calm before the storm. Basketball season starts games next week. So and there's no travel baseball going on right now except for this off season stuff. So I'm laying low just a little bit. It feels a little weird.
Oh,
I bet. Bitch, I don't know if I told you this.
Got a lot of time on his hands, so we need to incorporate him, make him work a little more.
I don't know what game it was, Jonesy, but you were at FedEx and we were watching Washington play somebody, and Mike on his computer, this wasn't during the game but before, had he was watching the game and he had his son's baseball game streaming and his daughter's volleyball game streaming, and I think his wife was texting updates from another baseball game.
Got to always be present some type of way, and technology has allowed it to happen now.
Yep, that's the beauty of it. You know, so, hey, it's a good thing.
Mike, thank you for the time, man. We always appreciate it.
All right, I'll see you guys. Thanks.
All right, take care, man.
Everybody give Jonesy a follow at @ByMikeJones. That guy is damn good at what he does. When we return, let's go to the phone lines. Let's open things up a little bit. We'll talk practice. We'll get your questions at 12:45. We're setting We talking about practice. 12:45, Vegas over-unders. I'm curious what Cody Lamphill and Beamich think I will or will not accomplish this weekend in Las Vegas. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Woo-ah! Woo-ah! Beamish Finley, 106.7, The Fan.
Got you all in check.
Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow the show at Beamish Finley. Follow me at JP Finley, NBCS. Follow Brian at Beamish Live, NBCS. Good question here on Twitter, B.
Yo.
About this weekend's game. It's from Sean Blake. Listen, J.D. McKissick hasn't practiced in 2 days. I believe he's in the NFL concussion protocol. You don't really get information on that until it's out. Sean Blake on Twitter says, hey, J.P., and I'm asking you, so let's pretend he said, hey, B. Mitch. Okay. Hey, B. Mitch, think Patterson would take the McKissick role if J.D. is out, or will it be all you can handle for Gibson?
Nah, I think Patterson would. Well, I don't think he would take the role. I think they would have.
I don't think he gets as big of a role.
I don't think he gets the role. I think they, because I think what he can do, you can add, you can let Patterson do a little bit more of the running, and then maybe you use Antonio more even in the passing game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think right now, Antonio is normally the runner, and McKissick is the pass catcher. I think that if you want to spell him some, you spell him in the running game with Patterson, and you allow him to go out there and run the ball a little more. I mean, yeah, to catch the ball a little more.
I mean, Gibson's workload since the bye week has been turned way up.
Yeah.
Last week, Gibson had 29 carries and 7 catches. I don't believe you can really turn his load up that much more. I mean, that's 36 touches. That's a lot.
Well, in your interview, now, he discussed the injury and said how he could pop back up, and I think you don't want to put too much on him. Right now, I think that 29-7 is probably cool, or you could drop it down to 20 and probably try to get him 10 touches from the pass receiver end.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to ramp it up to 40-something touches because then you start to wonder.
Now, Patterson, I mean, his experience has been relatively limited. I mean, he got 11 carries in that Denver game, but outside of that, he's never been above 4, and he only has 1 catch on the season.
Yeah.
Is there any concern in trying to ramp him up without a lot of prelude to it?
I think what you saw in preseason is what he's capable of. I think he's a naturally instinctual runner. So this is a guy, see, we're talking about Antonio Gibson, a guy who's learning to play running back. Jared Patterson has been running the football since he started playing football.
Right.
So whether or not he's carried a lot of carries or not, that's a that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make a difference. I think right now he has fresher legs than most people out there and may be a big plus for you at this point down the stretch, because we talked about his vision, the way he finds holes. He gets lost in the shuffle sometimes, you know, being a little shorter guy. But the dude is a true running back, and he understands how to set things up. He can be a big plus to spell Antonio, and then you can get Antonio even more involved in the passing game.
Yeah, and I'm not going to rule McKissick out yet. You know, I think it'll still be interesting to watch that unfold tomorrow. Don't forget, get your phones ready. In 28 minutes, it's Bleep You Thursday.
Ooh.
I have been annoyed by something for a long time, and I'm going to let that out.
You seem to be annoyed about everything, dude.
Not me. I'm calm, cool, and collected.
Man, I tell you, I wish the FCC gave us a free day one day. I can say the things I really want to say.
How about this, dude? I retweeted Mike Jones's story from the USA Today and just said this is a good read. And I got 2 responses from people that said, hey, man, that's a subscription. I don't want to pay for it. Like, how do you expect people to survive and produce content if you don't pay for anything?
Those people that write that, you know what you do? They write it. You don't even much respond to them. Cool. Everybody wants everything, but nobody wants to pay for anything. So guess what? You get nothing.
Right.
That's the way you look at it.
You get nothing and like it.
Yeah.
I wanted Cody, I believe, has another true or false that we didn't get to because we kind of started going down the stadium.
Don't worry about Cody right now. Cody's doing a public service for some people right now.
Is he going to get your lunch?
He's going to get us lunch.
Right. Well, what's for lunch? Because I'll tell you what I'm eating. I'm eating a military bucket of cold chicken soup.
That's not what we're getting. We're probably having what's the name of the place? Emmy Squared Pizza. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
You're messing with me. You're not actually.
We are, actually. Because we found this one right down this damn street. It's not the one.
You waited for me to not be there to do it? We've been talking about that place for a month.
First of all, we did not care if you were here or not. We just were looking for something to eat. And CK was telling us about another place called Side Door. I'm kind of like a little scared of that place called Side Door.
He said, CK loves the Side Door, huh?
He said you go to the Side Door to get it, but we found out that doesn't open till 5 o'clock. What good is that going to do us? So we went to the next best, and that's Emmy Square, which is right on 4th
Street. The one over by 930 Club.
No, it's over by 4th Street right here in the Navy Yard.
Oh, wow. Well,
and I didn't know that either until Landfield said, oh, man, it's one in the Navy Yard. I said, well, we go in there today. We can go again when you come back.
All right, fine. I won't complain too much because I'm going to Vegas, and
And so if you're going to Vegas and we're not going, you should shut the hell up and don't say anything about us getting some damn pizza.
I'm still surprised you're not going. Are you going to Louisiana? Weren't you going to go down there?
No, man, I'm going to Bruno Mars concert with the girls.
That'll be fun. Bees. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I wanted to get Bees on the phone.
It was too much for me to get there, come back, and try to, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And if I was going to Vegas, I was leaving Wednesday. And I know you didn't want me to be gone Wednesday. Because you were going to be
Wednesday?
I don't go to Vegas on a Friday and come back on a Saturday. I'm going Wednesday and come back Sunday morning.
That is too much Vegas for me, man.
No.
Two nights, three nights max.
No, that's because you try to hang on the strip and do everything on the strip all the time. I'm going to play golf the first 2 to 3 days. Then I'm going to come back and do a little functioning, and then I'm going to come on back home. But I don't want to be sleeping.
Functioning? What functioning are you going to do?
It's just that I call it functioning. I don't want to sleep during the commercial breaks on TV on Sunday, so that's why I chose to back away from that.
But my buddies from
Orlando are going. There's 20 of them total, so 17 of them in the Pepsi suite, and they said that if you want to hang out with them once they get there Friday, Saturday, you know, you can. I'll give you the number to my buddy Neil Blake. Neil Rosenblatt, he's from this area, lived in the Eastern Shore for a little bit, then he went to Orlando.
I'm all for that, dude. I tell them about the podcast party Friday night, or connect us, and I'll text them myself. But I think this podcast party is going to be pretty wild, dude. It's a pretty solid turnout of people responding so far. I think it should be pretty fun. I want to get into our Vegas over-unders, but I don't know, man. I'm growing concerned about kind of these little injuries for Washington because they're key players. Who do you put in? Landon Collins has missed the last 2 days, right? Landon Collins is playing really well over the last month, 6 weeks, coming off probably his best game of the season, Monday night against the Seahawks. Who do you put in his role in that Buffalo nickel box safety, whatever you want to call it, drop-down safety? Who do you think replaces him if he can't go?
I would have to go with the guy who seems to play as well no matter where he's at, and I would say that would be Cam Curl.
But then I was thinking that too, but I hate to move Cam Curl off the back because then
you want a playmaker on the football field. And I think
I'm not saying take Curl off the field.
No, he's a sure tackler as well. That's why I say you put him down there in the box too.
See, I think I might put Everett down there and then keep Curl where he is just because he's been having success. I like Everett a lot, and his physicality is certainly his best feature. I don't know. He's not at his best when he's deep. I don't know. It presents a tricky situation because they've been playing a scheme that takes advantage of Collins and Curl. If you could get one of the three back for Sunday Flowers, and we don't know that any of these guys are missing, right? This is just a conversation. But if you could get one of the three, if you had to pick one of the three between McKissick, Flowers, and Collins, who you picking?
With Flowers. I think Flowers is a guy that allows that offense to function. And I think you don't want a hole in that left side right now when occasionally that right side hasn't been stout enough. So I would rather have the offensive lineman back because now you could put somebody that may not be McKissick's level behind him and they could still function properly.
I agree, dude. I think I would go – I might go Flowers, Collins, McKissick. And that's not to downplay McKissick whatsoever because he's a dynamic player with the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. I think you need Flowers. He's been your best offensive lineman. And then I think this defense has really started to figure stuff out when they got Collins into the right situation. And McKissick is damn good, but Gibson's good, Patterson's good. Like, you don't want to lose him, but if you had to pick, McKissick is the most luxury item of the list, whereas flowers is a necessity. And I think Collins is closer to necessity than luxury.
I don't know. I think he's more of a luxury at this point. I think you put Cam Curl in that position closer to the line of scrimmage, he'll make the same plays.
I agree with that, B. I think but then who are you putting in Cam Curl's spot?
I mean, you brought McCain here. You brought him here. He can play back there.
McCain's been playing. They've been having McCain and Curl back and then Collins in that other role. My concern is if you move Curl up for Collins, then you go McCain-Everett?
Yeah, I'll bring Everett on the field in. And look, actually, play Everett closer to the line of scrimmage.
That's what I'm saying. I like Everett up at the line,
but
if you have to.
I just think that Curl is better suited for it because he's a better cover guy. Everett is a hitter. Curl is a safety. Get what I'm saying?
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't mean this rude. I worry about McCain, and then I'd really worry if it's McCain next to Everett. Because I think Curl is so good. Did you hear Logan Thomas's kind of rant about Cam Curl? He out of nowhere in the postgame Monday night.
Yeah, Logan Thomas
was like, you know, Cam Curl's a top five safety in this game. If people don't get it, watch the film.
Well, the whole thing about it, I don't know who he's talking to because everybody around here in this town, especially this show, all we do is praise Curl. So I don't know who's been not giving him any credit, but I've never heard it.
I think he maybe wants a national level respect for him, but I agree.
The thing about it, you don't have to. When you start begging for it, it doesn't look right. Just keep playing, and it'll happen. I think last year he was one of the top safeties with Pro Football Focus. He was graded out higher. People talked about him all over the place. Hell,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The own coaches wouldn't play him a lot early in the season. So before you get mad at the national people, be mad at the coaches for keeping them on the sideline most of the damn season.
When we return, let's talk about the upcoming Vegas trip. How many beers will I drink? How much money will I win? All of these things. We're going to try to set totals on it. Plus, 1 o'clock, it's time for Bleep.
You're working, man. You
Thursday.
Can't put totals on that. You got to be careful. You're working.
All right. We'll figure something out.
And then we have to do this again when you're back, bro. This is unbelievable.
All right.
I'm serious.
I'm glad. Bro,
serious.
What is it, Emmy squared?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll have to try that. That's the one Alan May told us about, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had it? So Pete Haley is joining us for a minute. Have you had it?
It's phenomenal.
That was a weird way to say phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I do things weirdly.
The Cleepers. Oh. So, B. Mitch. Yo. Since you don't think I should set over-unders for my winnings or losings in Vegas, and I thought I'd bring Pete in here. Pete is traveling to Las Vegas for the first time in his life.
You're more established than Pete. He should definitely not be on the radio talking about what he's going to do in Vegas.
Well, I was just curious if you have any advice for young Peter as he goes to Las Vegas for the first time.
The advice I give to all people going to Vegas for the first time. You go. What you're staying at? Which hotel you staying at?
Mandalay Bay with JP Mitch and the gang.
Make sure you find your way over to the MGM. I know for sure there's an oxygen bar in the MGM. That may help you.
Okay.
Before you go to sleep at night or in the morning, whatever time you choose, drink some water.
Yes, because, I'll have the water bottle by my bedside table ready to be drank.
People like to drink and just go to sleep and wake up the next day and try to do it again. No, you need to hydrate yourself a little bit in Vegas.
You need to hydrate.
When do I go to the oxygen bar, Brian? Like the next morning or just during the day? How does that work?
You want to like help yourself out every once in a while. So if you're walking past it, stop in and get you a couple shots of oxygen.
All right. Yeah, I'd much rather do oxygen shots than like a fireball, but maybe
about,
I can mix.
The thing about Vegas, too, you have to be careful, Pete, because they're pumping oxygen in, so you always feel lively. And you may sit down at a certain time, and then you get up. It may be 2, 3, 4 hours later, but you've been drinking. And you don't know until you stand up how much you've had. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just
I hear you.
Have you a little time, a little clicker on your phone built in? So every time you have one, click, click. And when you get to your little.
You think he's click-clicking every time he has a drink, dude?
He needs
to. Not click-clicking.
I'm trying to help him out. Look,
Brian, do you want to?
We're going to talk about his.
Text me every hour.
We'll talk about your limits later, and then we're going to get you close to that. But don't listen to JP because you know he don't function. He forgets everything he's supposed to be doing.
The problem is I'm definitely going to listen to JP. JP and Mitch are my Vegas Sherpas. I'm going to just follow them like a puppy. Wherever they go, I go.
Well, JP, get pictures.
I mean, I'll text them, but I don't think I'm posting them.
I don't want you to post them to me.
So Pete lands at like 10 a.m.
Yeah, my flight out of BWI is 6 a.m. I land in Vegas at 10:23.
I don't land until like 4:30.
Tonight? I mean,
tomorrow.
Well, Pete lands at 10 a.m. tomorrow. That's really 1 o'clock here, Pete. You can go for it already.
Oh, yeah, I will.
What kind of shape will Pete be by the time I meet up with him, call it 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
I think he's going to not be in bad shape because he's going to be waiting for you all to really tell him what to do. So he's going to be, like, gawking and ear hustling more than anything.
I think he'll have gambled for 4 hours already.
Yeah, I will have either made a lot or lost a lot, but I will be just full-on exhilarated. I'll give JP the most enthusiastic back pats he's ever gotten. I might pick him up when I hug him. It's going to be a show.
When does Cody Betts get out there? Cody, when do you go?
I only figured out that Cody was coming yesterday when I saw him on his Instagram. This is great news.
I will be out there at 10:30 p.m. Friday night.
Oh, wow. So by the time we see Cody Friday night,
they're not going to know who you are.
Yeah.
So when you
no chance. He'll be 12 hours deep. Right. I should be all right.
When you check into the Mandalay Bay, I think directly behind you should be a bar, too. Yeah.
Well, that's where the podcast party is. There's a bar right in the middle called Eye Candy.
That's
where the podcast party is tomorrow night. Cody, I thought you were flying out tonight. I thought we were going to see you at the podcast party.
No, I'll be at the podcast party as long as you guys don't end at like 9 o'clock.
You land at 10:30.
Do parties end before 10:30?
No, but like by 11, I could see people going to gamble or going to do, I mean, I don't know. Just we'll figure it out.
Not if the party is happening.
I mean, I'm going to stay there. I will be there. Don't you worry, Cody.
Well, he can just come into work and see you.
B. Mitch, I haven't been dealt blackjack there was a year of COVID, so I wasn't in a casino. And it's been like, I don't think I've gotten a blackjack. My youngest daughter turns 3 in January. I have definitely not been dealt blackjack in her lifetime.
Wow.
I don't know when the last time I actually got a blackjack is. Do you think this is the weekend I break the streak?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you think you have to have another daughter to re-up the blackjack luck?
That's pretty much medically impossible at this point. And I'm not going snip-snap. I'm not snapping.
But the thing is,
I only snip.
Yep.
Don't get blackjack and then get stupid and then start just losing all your hands.
I know. Look, I've played enough blackjack to know.
I'm not talking to you. We know you're going to be stupid. I'm just talking to JP right now.
Pretty much.
I'm more amazed because I haven't like lost a ton going to casinos over the years, But I'm more amazed that I haven't gotten a single blackjack in this time period than I am that, you know, I'm not complaining about my gambling. I'm just saying, like, what is the probability of playing cards over, say it's five times a year I go sit down and really play blackjack. In 3 years, I haven't had a blackjack. That's like damn near impossible.
Well, five times a year you play blackjack. Maybe you should do a little bit more than that.
Maybe. So let's do this. When Cody went to Myrtle Beach for a week, we said it was over under, 40 drinks consumed, Cody? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. For Pete, so we really only have 2 days out there because Sunday's a work day. In 2 days in Vegas, Pete's over under drinks consumed, 28.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I'm not going to be completely slamming them, but I'll be
wait.
Maybe
how many
I'll
days
are
you in Vegas?
I can.
I mean, Sunday's a work day, so.
And I get anxious.
And I fly out
Sunday
day, night.
The game's at 1. It's over at 4.
Pete, I mean, I'll be working till 8 o'clock that night, and then I fly out at 11. Like, I'm going to have to go to the airport.
8 to 11. Oh, Lord, that's like 5, 6, 10 drinks.
All I know is I took out money and I put a rubber band around it. I didn't even need to, but I just wanted to put rubber band around my money, so I felt like a baller.
Did you roll it up?
I folded it and rubber banded it and put it in an envelope and have it ready to rock.
Hey, don't pull out.
So what's in your wallet?
Don't pull that wad out. Don't pull that wad out in front of people.
Yeah, I will not. It's staying in an envelope in my backpack. And if
when you walk it down the hall to your room, make sure nobody's following you, Pete.
I got you.
All right. Thank you, Pete, for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it is that time of the week, Bleep You Thursday. Get on the phone now, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Sneak preview of Bleep You Thursday. I think somebody's upset about RG3's book.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!